All right, first Taiwan special of the week. I'm sorry, pardon me here. I need to open up another one of these cans of Monster because, as I've said, I record these on Monday, and I'm just going to keel over if I don't keep caffeine going. But I don't quit, and I was talking about that this week with Royu. The kid's going to the Olympics. That's where he's going. He's getting his butt up in the morning. He's actually getting to school on time for the first time in his life. And it's just hard for him to wake up. You ready for the inside story? Now listen, I have permission from him and his dad to tell his business. And I want you to know this. He said that his body automatically maybe you struggle with waking up. Do you struggle with automatic turn off alarm syndrome? No, his body would automatically turn off his alarm clock on his phone. And so what he did was he plugged his phone in to charge in his bathroom when he went to bed at night. Because in Taiwan, almost every room in the house has its own little bathroom. Hold on, I need to take a drink of this. Yes, Marco Rubio moment. I mean, I feel like I identify with Belize Ford at her witness, at her testimony. I mean, she wasn't sad or crying about anything. She was under pressure to perform, so she needed caffeine. She wasn't sad and crying and needed water. She was performing and needed caffeine. And that's how I feel. I really identify with her. I don't know that anyone's going to accuse me of falsifying things. That's another. But I know that it's a show. And I just really, hold on. I'm having another Belize Ford moment. I need caffeine. She said that to the Senate committee. Excuse me. I need some caffeine now. And so Belize Ford, not Marco Rubio moment where I need water. Belize Ford moment where I need caffeine. Hold on. Wow. One Monster can down, three left to go. So, Royu was... He put his phone in his bathroom to charge. It went off. He got up out of bed, went in, turned it off, and went back to bed and didn't know it. So his next solution to make sure that he would... No, because he would automatically turn off the alarm clock. So his neck... It's not that he doesn't hear it. It's that he hears it and turns it off. It auto turns off. So his next step was to lock it in his bathroom and not leave a key, so he'd have to run around the room and find some coin to trick open the bathroom, the simple bathroom lock. And by the time he found a coin and finagled the bathroom door to get it open, he'd be awake enough to not go back to bed. And it worked. It worked. So I'm telling you, this is an utterly amazing young man. To want to figure that out. I mean, think about this. How many high school students are incapable of getting up with an alarm clock because they automatically turn it off, but want to learn badly enough that they'll come up with some creative way so that they can actually wake up? How many will actually want to fix that who have that problem? Think about that. Think about the character statement that says about him. This kid's going to the Olympics. And this weekend, normally, I would have met with him this past weekend, but I didn't. Because today, as I am podcasting this, he is up in Taipei at a meeting for Taiwan's Olympic team. Because, they've got their serious training. Yeah, it's going. This is happening. This is real. So while he's getting ready to go to the Olympics, I promised him something. I said, there is no way that you're going to the Olympics unless you're getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to practice every day. It's not happening. He's like, okay, so I got to get up early now. Our first step was to make sure that he was dedicated and keeping a rigid schedule, not just spending the usual 6 hours at the skate park like everybody does. We're talking about a serious skater, not one of these average skaters who only spends 6 hours a day at the skate park. Nah, that's for children. We got to get serious if he's going to go to the Olympics. So I know a little bit of skating myself only because I never stopped learning. I'm 40 years old. I'm not a skateboard expert. Now, he's got professionals. There's one guy who at one point was sponsored by Nike and was the best skateboarder in all of Taiwan. That's a friend of his. And he's got the advice and the coaching that he needs. But the life, the self-discipline, that has to come from somewhere. No one goes to the Olympics without a team of well-experienced people in very different areas with lots of experience in lots of different areas, lots of people like this helping that one athlete. No one goes to the Olympics without a team of support. And my role is vision and cheerleading. And so I said, you've got to get your butt up in the morning and go. And I said, but there's no way I'll go to the Olympics, but I can make sure that I get up in the morning. And I do want to learn how to do a kickflip, and I do want to be able to board slide. That would be great. I'm about to my basic goal, which was to be able to ollie up and down a single step. If I'm going on the sidewalk, there's a step. I want to be able to ollie up or down it. That would be convenient. So I'm almost there. But why not keep going? Why not keep going? No. After this, there's some local Taiwanese dancers and DJs that are itching to teach me how to do some of the more advanced breakdancing moves. I never stopped learning. 40 years old, learning to skate. I never stopped learning, never. And I've always got some other thing that I'm picking up. So I told Royo, I said, I'll get up in the morning and I'll go do my ultra beginner's level skateboarding stuff at the park, doing the most difficult part, which is to get out of bed. I'll do it with you And so it's kind of sinking in that he's actually taking the dedicated time to do this. And I'm actually there talking with him, and we're looking at vision and how to plan goals and how to schedule out the steps it's going to take to get there. That's an art. I'll tell you something right now. Do you know how to plan out a long vision in your life to make something happen? It you don't control everything in your life, but you sure can walk down a good path headed where you want to go. You've got to look at where you are now and at where you want to go and what it's going to take to get there. These three things. And do you know, I'm going to give you I'll tell you what I told Roya this week. Do you know how to write all those things down? You have to write it down. I told Roya, it was an exercise. I said, write down what happened from after school to bedtime every day this week. I said, don't do it for me. You're going to take this paper with you. You're not giving this to me. Just write down what happened. And he wrote it down in his own shorthand and he looked at it. He goes, oh my goodness. And I said, what? He said, I see what's wasting my time. I said, well, what is it? And I'm not going to tell his personal business, nothing secretive. I'm just going to respect that. But he said, oh my goodness, this is what's wasting time. That happened because he wrote it down and looked at it. I said, see, this is what I'm saying. When life coaches and visionary, strategists or whatever, to borrow the Bushisms, many people, life coaching, motivators, whatever, they will tell you, you've got to write down things. And this is why writing it down, look at it. It just helps so much. So what do you write down? There's where you are now. There's where you want to go. And then there's the in-between. How do you write that down? You ready? Okay. I'm letting you think about it. You get kudos for guessing, but it's a teaching, right? Okay. You have to start with where you want to go. Because your goal doesn't depend on where you are. You cannot write where you are first. The here and now comes later. You have to write down where you want to go regardless of where you are now. You've got to write that down and empty your mind of everything else. Then you've got to write down where you are now, what you can do now. That's difficult because it involves looking at your current problems. So you write down where you want to go and then you write down where you are now. And then you go to the very last step before you get where you want to go and you work your way backwards. You don't work your way from the now to the goal. You work your way from the goal back to the now. See you tomorrow.